USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former Trump campaign manager and White House advisor Steve Bannon and three others have been indicted for allegedly illegally funneling money from a crowdsourcing project to build a border wall. Prosecutors say they defrauded hundreds of thousands of people who gave to the short-lived We Build the Wall project, which said 100% of the money would be spent on building a southern border wall. Prosecutors claim the four men took hundreds of thousands of dollars from the $25 million raised. They also claim they took steps to hide the money they took. Center for Politics Director at the University of Virginia Larry Sabato weighs in.
Certainly doesn't look good, not just for Bannon, but for his associates. This is not a welcome development for the Trump campaign.
Weekly jobless claims are up. The Labor Department says 135,000 more Americans filed for benefits last week than the week before. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
Democratic nominee Joe Biden will formally accept the nomination this evening at the fourth and final night of the Democratic National Convention. Last night, the speakers included former President Barack Obama. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany saying just a few minutes ago that the former president's speech at the convention was beneath him.
What we saw from President Obama was nothing short of appalling. President Obama failed this country.
A Russian opposition leader may have been poisoned. 44-year-old Alexei Navalny, known for being very critical of the Kremlin, is in serious condition at a hospital, according to a spokesperson. They believe something may have been mixed into his tea after he became sick during a flight heading to Moscow. Russia has been accused of poisoning dissidents in the past. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a TikTok update, here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
President Trump wants to deny China some of the proceeds from the sale of TikTok. So says White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow on CNBC.
It's not something that's been done in the past, but that doesn't mean it can't be done now. I'll leave it to Secretary Mnuchin, who will be running the books on that deal. So we'll see.
After he spoke, the anchors on CNBC appeared stunned by Kudlow's answer. They said, it sounds like something a country like Venezuela would do.
A TikTok star doesn't have lights or water at his Los Angeles home until further notice. Mayor Eric Garcetti says he's authorized the shutoff of Bryce Hall's utilities because of a flagrant violation of the public health orders that had been issued. This comes after Hall threw a packed 21st birthday party for himself at his Hidden Hills home last week. The mayor says parties of that magnitude put the community at risk big time. And the Cincinnati Reds are suspending broadcaster Tom Brenneman after he made a homophobic slur during a live broadcast last night. A hot mic picked up the comment right after a commercial break on Fox Sports Radio. He later apologized, but called a home run in the process of doing so. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.